In a crowd of Rapid City business people, Tom Johnson sticks out. He wears vests and paisley shirts. He's a published poet. He meditates. And he was more than a little worried about all of that stuff about 100 days ago. That's when he moved from Colorado by way of Wyoming to run Elevate Rapid City.
I thought they would look at me like maybe I was an alien from another planet.
Actually, since then, he says, he's felt very welcomed. And being an outsider has had a benefit. It's allowed him to see the city with a critical eye. One of the first problems he discovered was low wages. It happened when he saw that Costco has a store in Bismarck, North Dakota, but not Rapid City. So he called an executive at Costco and said, "Bismarck? Really? Why not Rapid City?"
And he said, "Go check out your incomes." So I did it. Whether it's Cheyenne, Bismarck, Sioux Falls, Billings, Idaho Falls, it doesn't matter. Our income levels are $5,000 less than everybody around us.
Johnson said that during a speech to city leaders at the Black Hills Forum and Press Club. Most of the places he mentioned have per capita incomes ranging from $2,500 to about $7,000 more than Rapid City. One reason for that is location. As Johnson puts it, Rapid City is 5 or 6 hours from everywhere. That means employers don't have pressure from neighboring markets to raise wages. To fix the problem, Johnson is trying several things. He's recruiting employers who pay higher wages. He has high hopes for a new innovation incubator, which a division of Elevate Rapid City is building. He's buying data to recruit higher-earning South Dakotans like nurses back to Rapid City after they've left the state. And he's campaigning for a school bond to build better schools, which he says could attract higher-paying companies and higher earners to town. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.